Hello and welcome to the Mountain Brook Baptist Project 119 Bible Reading Plan Podcast. I'm Mary and it's my pleasure to join you in reading God's Word. Today is Wednesday, July 12th, One Take Wednesday, halfway through the summer, halfway through VBS week, the last night of Life Week. There is lots going on in the church today, and I'm excited that at the end of the podcast, I have some recordings from the worship rally that happened on Tuesday, and I can't wait for you to just hear Dr. Kelly Hatley lead out with the kids. I wish you could see him doing all the choreography. It's amazing, and it's a lot of fun. So if you get a chance tomorrow or Friday, come out to the church sanctuary around 9 a.m. and just enjoy. Today we're in Luke chapter 4, starting in verse 16, and we'll go through verse 30. And this is about Jesus preaching at Nazareth. I think this is a hard passage because Jesus is being rejected by those he grew up with, his hometown of Nazareth. These were his people, and yet they were rejecting him. I listen to an app every day, typically called Lectio 365. And in that app, there are lots of good questions. Lectio Divina is an art where you take a passage of scripture and you kind of pray through it slowly. And today, one of the questions that they asked was, "When I hear God's word, am I listening for the voice of Jesus, eager to believe, or have I become clinical, cynical, and critical?" Those three C words really got me. I had to look up the word clinical, and it's analytical or coolly dispassionate. I think it means, do we look at people and kind of diagnose their problems? Well, this is why you're like this. Or cynical, do we come to God's word or do we come to relationships with cynicism and saying, this is never going to change? Or do we come to God's word critically and think, well, this is why things are the way they are? And are we critical of others? Reminds me of the plank in my own eye when there's a speck of dust in someone else's. So as we read God's word today, I pray that he will just give us a new sense, a renewed sense of coming to God's word and saying, Jesus, are you speaking to me today? Starting in verse 16, he went to Nazareth where he had been brought up. And on the Sabbath day, he went into the synagogue, as was his custom. He stood up to read, and the scroll of the prophet Isaiah was handed to him. Unrolling it, he found the place where it is written, "The Spirit of the Lord is on me, because he has anointed me to proclaim good news to the poor. He has sent me to proclaim freedom for the prisoners and recovery of sight for the blind, to set the oppressed free, to proclaim the year of the Lord's favor." Then he rolled up the scroll, gave it back to the attendant, and sat down. The eyes of everyone in the synagogue were fastened on him. He began by saying to them, "Today the scripture is fulfilled in your hearing." All spoke well of him and were amazed at the gracious words that came from his lips. "Isn't this Joseph's son?" they asked. Jesus said to them, "Surely you will quote this proverb to me, 'Physician, heal yourself,' and you will tell me, 'Do here in your hometown what we have heard you did in Capernaum.'" "Truly I tell you," he continued, "no prophet is accepted in his hometown. I assure you that there were many widows in Israel in Elijah's time, when the sky was shut for 3.5 years and there was a severe famine throughout the land. Yet Elijah was not sent to any of them, but to the widow in Zarephath in the region of Sidon. And there were many in Israel with leprosy in the time of Elisha, the prophet. Yet not one of them was cleansed, only Naaman the Syrian." All the people in the synagogue were furious when they heard this. They got up, drove him out of the town, and took him to the brow of the hill on which the town was built, in order to throw him off the cliff. But He walked right through the crowd and went on his way. Thank you for listening along as we read God's word together. I wanted to go back to the scroll of Isaiah that the Lord Jesus unrolled and proclaimed and just talk about how we see his proclamation coming true in our own lives. The Spirit of the Lord is on him because he was anointed to what? Proclaim good news to the poor. We are poor in spirit. We know that we can't have salvation of our own good works, but it is by Jesus Christ and his gift to us. He came to proclaim freedom for the prisoners. We're no longer held in slavery to sin. Recovery of sight for the blind. I pray that the Lord would give us eyes that see the world as he sees it. And then he came to set the oppressed free. We no longer have to live lives of oppression under the yoke of slavery, but we are free to follow the law of liberty, which is the Spirit, that the Spirit teaches us through his word, and then we follow it. It is difficult, and so as we pray together, I just want to pray slowly that the Lord would give you the fruit of his Spirit. And then at the end, we'll hear from Dr. Kelly Hatley and the school-aged children as they sing several of the songs during the worship rally. Will you pray with me? Father, we thank you for your word. We pray, Lord, that we would be a people who do not come to your word or to life with a clinical attitude, a cynical attitude, or a critical attitude. Rather, you would help us to be a people of kindness, a people of helpfulness, and a people who encourage others in their walk with you. Lord, would you give us the fruit of your Spirit? Would you give us love and joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control? Through Jesus Christ, our Lord, we pray. Amen.
Today's song is Do Not Fear. We'll get to that in just a second. Everybody up, I got to wake you up. It's time to twist and turn. All right, I want good motions, and I want to hear you singing. Oh, wait, stop. Go back. One thing I wanted to say about singing. We are practicing singing, not shouting. So when I say louder, I don't mean for you to shout the words at me. I mean for you to sing them louder. Sing them on a tune, okay? Because your parents, when they come and hear us on Thursday night, don't want to hear a bunch of shouting. They want to hear you singing. So when I say get louder, it doesn't mean shout. It means just sing louder, okay? Everybody understand? All right, great. Let's do it. Twist and turn. A little louder, please. And here we go. And first move, you ready to wake up? Spin the spinner.
Spin the spinner. Even why? Skip ahead, go again, level up, play to win, give it all you've got. Take the challenge, make your move. Ready, set, here we go. Jesus will let us know what we need to do.
Here we go.
Twist and turns. Twist and turns. Following Jesus changes the game. Twist and turns.
Now your first move. Twist. All right, He will guide us
all the way. Every up, every down, Jesus will help us out each and every day.
Sing it now.
Twist and turns. Twist and turns. Following Jesus changes the game. Twist and turns.
Now our little interlude move. Now scripture.
Make your ways known to me, Lord. Teach me your path. Make your ways known to me, Lord. Teach me your path. Make your ways known to me, Lord. Teach me your path. Make your ways known to me, Lord. Teach me your path.
Twist it.
Twist and turn. Twist and turn. Following Jesus changes the game. Twist and turn.
One more.
Twist and turn. twists and turns. Following Jesus changes the game. Twist and turn.
One more though.
Twist and
turn. Yes.
Twist and turn.
Remember our special ending.